The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold, also on my desk. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He is about to be promoted, I think, to, what, detective chief inspector? Well, we're going to have to do something because he's been out there seriously detecting.
Does Clouseau ring a bell?
It cannot. Please. It does. But it also has a bumbling aspect to it that we were trying to get away from. You definitely need image consultants if you're going to go with Clouseau, I will say this.
Well, we bungle to the bottom line, and that's really what went on here. Okay, so to recap, listeners may be aware, and if you haven't, are not aware, you can check the last couple of broadcasts I've done on Robinhood Radio On Demand. So I took a nasty fall a couple of weeks ago, compound fracture of my left ankle, ouch, really bad, was rushed to New York Presbyterian Hospital, one of the best hospitals in the world, where I got my foot bent, literally bent back in shape because the bone was broken in two places and they had to put it back together and then pin it down and then finally operate on it. So 2 weeks go by. I'm in the hospital. When I came in through the ER, obviously, this is a real emergency. They pump me full of morphine so they can go to work. I remember very distinctly, they cut away all my clothes. I had sort of a tennis outfit on when I fell. And they were very apologetic, but they had a great big scissors, and they just cut away all my clothes, and they emptied my pockets. So in my pockets were my credit cards and about $70 in cash. I remember very distinctly, someone seemed like a nurse to me, over my left shoulder saying, "Don't worry about this. This is going right to the safe. When you're ready to go home, we will return your valuables to you." So the 2 weeks go by. I have my operation. Seems very successful. I'm ready to hobble out of there on my walker. And I asked for my valuables. Where are my credit cards? Where are my cash? Missing. Sorry. They even said, "Do you have a receipt?" a receipt. They took all my clothes. They throw a gown on me. They take my valuables. They did not hand me a blue slip as they rolled me into the ER to stabilize my leg. No, I don't have a receipt. Oh, well, don't worry about it. Go on home. We'll find it. All right, Jill, you know, because we've talked about this a couple of times. I get on the phone now, and this is a tip to listeners if they haven't figured this one out. When you're dealing with something like a big hospital like New York Presbyterian, so complicated, they do have a customer service number. They do have a security number. But you need to call constantly because people are there for a day, then they're not for a day. They take a note, they lose the note. I'm calling three or four times a day trying to find someone who can actually track down where is my credit card, where is my cash. I finally, and this is after more than a week of doing this, I finally get someone cooperative. I think I'm on top of it, Jill, because I have called my credit card companies. I have told them to put a freeze on all my accounts so my cards cannot be used. I think I'm on top of it. All my cards are frozen. Well, guess what? They freeze cards for just so long, and then the freeze is lifted. Now, I kind of realized that. Yeah. Did you know that?
I did.
They only freeze it for a certain period of time.
Yep. And they don't tell you when it's unfrozen, by the way.
They sent me an email on it, and then I'm double-checking, and then I'm checking with the hospital to see if they're getting any closer to finding it, because they have to nail down the guy who's on duty at the ER when my credit cards were taken so that he knows what, say, for cashier's box or whatever, where it may finally be. Just misplaced. No one's used your cards, the credit card companies tell me. Well, this is where it gets interesting. It turns out that all of a sudden, my credit cards are being used. And here's the pattern. It is used successfully, and this is my platinum card, my card with American Express. You successfully at something called George's Food for $13.30. And this is after, a week after I'm out of the hospital. It's also been used for Iberia Airlines, a flight from Rio, from New York to Rio, for $946. Okay. Now,
thank God the freeze came off.
Yeah, well, you know, I know that's not me because I didn't order any food from George's. And number two, I wasn't flying down to Rio anytime soon. Here's what happened. The fraudsters, actually, George's Food was not something local. So my good friend, Rafael Monegro at Presbyterian, the security guy, he was on this, and he was being as diligent as he could be. He says, that's a breakthrough. George's Food, it's got to be some local place. Maybe they've got a camera up there. We'll be able to spot one of our guys going in for lunch. We'll crack the case. Well, guess what? George's Food is in York, Montana.
Fancy.
York, Montana, $13.30.
That's not very much.
Yeah. So at this point, I turn to a fraud specialist. And this is a guy named Frank McKenna. He's a terrific guy, one of the top fraud guys in the country. And he is at Point Predictive. He's chief fraud strategist there. And he said, okay, Frank, here's what we think happened. It is very common for credit cards like yours to be stolen and then to be bundled. So there wouldn't be just one card. There'd be 50 or 100 of these cards, and they would be sold to a real fraudster. And the real fraudster is going to buy 100 cards for maybe as little as 25 cents a card if they're old, or no more than $2 or $3 if they're fresh stolen cards. And then they test the cards. The way they test the cards is to do a very innocuous charge, like at George's Food in Montana, for a very small amount of money, figuring the credit card company will not pick it up. If the card works there, then they go to something bigger. And that's exactly what happened here. It went through in Montana for $13, but 20 minutes later, they tried Iberia for $946 for the big one, okay? That, I'm happy to say, was turned down by American Express. That didn't fit a pattern that was anything like my pattern, and the big one didn't work. But what McKenna explained to me was, okay, we're not dealing with someone who just randomly picked up your card, because then your card would not have ended up on what he called the dark web and into a scam using airline tickets. This sounds to him like a runner at the hospital who is doing this routinely, bundling as many as 50 or 100 cards at a time and then selling them off to some pals of his who are real pros. And then they go through this test, and if they get a hit for a good shot out there in Montana, then they go on for something big, and they hit enough of them to make it worthwhile. What's really the tip-off here, when I called out to George's Food in York, Montana, guess what? They don't take credit cards. Their merchant credit has been stolen,
right,
and is being used by the fraudsters to collect money directly from American Express.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I go back to Rafael, and I say, Rafael, this looks like a pattern here. Rafael says to me, geez, we only get a complaint like this, and I've been here a year now, and I'm on the job, and I work hard. I've only seen this maybe once or twice a year. This just doesn't happen at our hospital. Okay, back to Frank McKenna, the fraudster expert. He says, okay, what a common target for this kind of fraud, very common, are hospitals and nursing homes. Why? Because when people come in trauma or upset or confused or what have you in a nursing home or a hospital, they aren't thinking straight. And the last thing on their minds is, are the credit cards and their valuables, right? It's going to be in the safe. When you're ready, we'll give it to you and you'll go on home. They don't give it another thought. They're not checking their bills very carefully. And even when they're checking their bills, they're maybe not thinking correctly or not recognizing all the bills that can pile up while you're in a hospital or a nursing home. You're not seeing any kind of patterns here. And even when they figure it out, you call American Express. American Express or Visa says, oh, geez, we're really sorry about that. We're on it right now. You won't be charged for any of these fraudulent, you know, charges. Let's go down the list of charges. This one's valid. That's not. You're not going to be charged any extra money. There's no victim here. Very few people then pick up the phone and say, okay, somebody used my card. I canceled my card. I'm going to get a new card tomorrow. But there's no victim here. I'm not going to be out any money. The last thing people do then is to call the hospital back up and say, hey, guess what? Somebody took my card at your hospital or at your nursing home, and now they're using it fraudulently. They just don't go back to the hospital. That allows the person at the hospital. McKenna called him a runner. And that person could be operating at that hospital for quite a while, collecting these cards, handing them over to real global fraudsters. When we're talking about credit card fraud globally, we're talking about $24 billion a year. $7 of every $100 charged is a fraudulent charge. Half of it, $12 billion, is in the United States alone. So a runner at a nursing home or a big hospital like New York Presbyterian could go on for a year or so without being detected because nobody is going back to our good friend Rafael Monegro at New York Presbyterian and saying, hey, you know what? I'm really upset. Let's get to the bottom of who took my credit card. That's what happened to me in this instance, Joe.
It's so easy and so annoying. And I guess here's my one question. If someone tries to relieve you of your wallet and valuables, isn't there somebody that you should just give it to, but rather than the hospital?
Yeah, you mean at the ER?
Just going forward, you go in there and someone wants
you. I was rushed by ambulance. My wife was not with me in the ambulance when we got there. She was trailing behind me. If there was somebody with me, that would be, if you had your wherewithal with you, you hand over your credit cards, your cash before you go into the ER.
That's not
what happened to me.
No, I understand. I don't want to be dramatic, but it may be your last conscious words, but honey, here's my wallet. Take it.
Well, you know, we secured my phone. It was secured to my watch, but, and my phone, I didn't think of my credit cards and stuff in my pocket. The other interesting part is on the airplane end of it. Now, that was turned down by American Express, but here's how that works. And this is another tip for people who are looking for cheap flights. So you go on the web, and McKenna told me about this. You go on the web, and you can find cheapo airlines or whatever, real discount cards, discount flights. So you sign up for one of these things. So maybe it's, you know, $1,200 round trip to Rio. Here comes cheapo airlines. They're willing to do it for $946. You then give cheapo all of your information, right? Your name, you're going to be the passenger, your date of birth, any other information that is needed to be the person who buys this ticket. You give them your credit card, right? So there goes your money out the pocket to cheapo. What does cheapo do? Cheapo does not use your credit card to secure this purchase, okay? That money goes right into their pocket. They use my credit card, cost them zero, to buy the ticket. So you're flying under my name at no cost to cheapo. And then they send you, cheapo, let's assume that goes through American Express and cheapo approves it. Cheapo then sends you the information you need to board the plane. All right. You're flying under your own name on my credit card, which is not valid. Let's say American Express check catches up to it. A week later, 2 weeks later, they realize a fraud's been perpetrated here. You show up at the airport, and guess what? Not only is there a very good chance you don't get on that flight, there's a good chance you get arrested because you're using a fraudulent card to board that plane, they don't know if you're one of the fraudsters or you're one of the actual victims. See how that works?
Absolutely.
And you see the greed behind it.
Yep.
That allows, and if you go and look around and see where you can get cheap flights and so on, you have many alternatives
to
a regular airlines like American or Delta or Iberia for all these cheapo sites. Some are legit, I'm sure, but some are not. Be real careful about that.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare and other detective and health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in store.